Good morning. The riders of ruin are ravaging the earth. Satan's raids are reaching right into the church. We stand in an imperiled world on the brink of the depths of Satan. Can we survive? What disaster will tomorrow bring? Can we endure the trial that's coming on the whole world? Revelation chapter 4 answers absolutely. For we belong to the one who sits on the throne. Verses 1 and 2. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. We were having a family devotion based on these verses on a very cold January day. I asked our children, why is it in these verses that the door is open? Our three-year-old, who had been rebuked for leaving the door open on such a cold day, laughed and said, "Jesus left the door open." What truth from children. Jesus left the door open so that you and I can come in. There is no frigid cold, disaster, disease, death that are, of course, radiating everywhere in this world that can freeze Jesus out and make him close that door on us. But because they are radiating everywhere in this world, you and I are tempted sometimes to shut the door ourselves, to doubt that there is a throne in heaven controlling everything, or that paradise is yet to come. But notice, John speaks to us, we're told, in the Spirit. In other words, Jesus is sending his inspired, infallible word through the Holy Spirit, assuring us that we belong to the one who sits on the throne, and yes, is doing that to hold that door open for you. And who is this? This one who sits on the throne? Verse 3. And he who sat there was like jasper, and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. He is the one whose appearance is as 10,000 diamonds sparkling in brilliant sunshine, whose judgment is like blood covering the world as sardius, and yet whose throne rules with a merciful covenant of the rainbow. It's in this majesty that Jesus shed his own blood, enduring the judgment you and I deserved, to deliver us from our sin and guilt, and to open that veil in the temple, yes, the door to heaven. It's only because he endured that judgment that you and I can pass through the open door and live under the rainbow of his grace. Sins forgiven. Souls redeemed. And what's the result? Verse 4. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. Patriarchs and apostles, all the people of God, New Testament and Old Testament are washed from their sins and made kings and priests unto God and our Father through this blood of Christ. So will we fail? Verses 5 to 8. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. And they do not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Jesus' throne will never fail. Never fail to send forth the sevenfold Almighty Spirit carried by this transportation core of heaven, by the living powers of all creation, so that His Spirit-heralded word of salvation effectively burns with life in the hearts of His people. So Jesus says to you and me, cast aside your doubts and join the heavenly host, casting your crowns before Him who sits upon the throne to hold the door open for you to enter into heaven. Verses 9 to 11. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created." The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 463, 463, stanzas 5 and 7.